Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The International Court of Justice has started to hear South Africa's case against Israel under the 1948 Genocide Convention this morning. Now, South Africa alleges Israel is committing genocide against the Palestinians in the wake of Hamas's 7th of October attack, and Israel has strongly rejected the allegation. First, Shona Murray, Europe correspondent with Euronews, is at that hearing in The Hague and is on the line now. Good morning, Shona.
Morning, Claire.
So it started in the last little while. What's been happening there so far?
Well, we know that South Africa has 3 hours to argue jurisdiction of the court, genocidal intent, irreparable harm, and then demand provisional measures for the interim to essentially stop the violence and the level of killing. Genocidal conduct so far, and it's essentially discussing what we've known for the past 3 months in relation to what's been happening in Gaza, the fact that the killing is so extensive that nowhere is safe. 23,210 people have been killed, 70% of them women and children, 7,000 people dead under the rubble. We know that the Gazans have been subjected to relentless bombing in schools, mosques, churches, hospitals. That's what we've been hearing from South Africa. They've also been saying that whole families have been wiped out with no remaining people, grandparents, children, mothers. Nobody's being spared, including children, pregnant women. They see this is all a part of the feature of genocidal intent and genocidal conduct. 355,000 homes been destroyed. They also talk about one of the hardest things to prove under the genocidal or the Convention Against Genocide, which is genocidal intent. And they're discussing some of what we've heard from the leaders of Israel, including Prime Minister Netanyahu, who invoked the Amalek, saying, remember what the Amalek did to you, reference to the Bible, saying that nobody should be spared, put to death men, women, children. We've heard, you know, commentary from the IDF about that all restraints are off. And we've seen videos which have been played to the court of Israeli soldiers saying that they will completely destroy Gaza, that they will destroy, quote, the seed of Gaza. And really quite distressing and aggressive language and also actions from those soldiers in Gaza as well, destroying whole villages and so on.
So the hearing itself could last years, but I understand there may be an interim ruling. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So this is to the case taken by Gambia against Myanmar in 2020, where, you know, it'll take years to say whether a genocide is taking place. But in the interim, it's similar, like to a barring order, that the court could order that Israel stops the excessive killing of civilians, does more to moderate what it does in Gaza. And also, and crucially to the evidence here, is the fact that Israel is restricting access to medical supplies. So, for example, the pregnant women who are there don't have access to, you know, pain relief, even people who are having cesarean sections, that children who have who are losing limbs are having their limbs removed without anaesthetic. You know, that the Israel, they can be ordered to ensure that there's humanitarian aid, because what we've also heard today is that even if there is humanitarian aid at the border in Khan Yunus or in Kerem Shalom, it's not getting in or it's impossible to distribute. And we also saw video footage of civilians in Gaza running after aid trucks because they can't get access to food. And they said that starvation is actually going to be one of the biggest killers of children in Gaza, that children are suffering from cholera and all sorts of unnecessary preventable diseases. So these could be part of the provisional measures that are ordered to Israel to do in the interim pending a judgment on genocide.
Okay, and in terms of support, international support for the South African argument, who is behind them?
Well, nobody in Europe is behind it, although in Belgium, the Deputy Prime Minister is calling for the Belgians to support it. But it's mainly the Global South. We know that Brazil may join it as well, but it's Venezuela, Jordan, Morocco, Turkey. It's in around 40 countries. And, you know, if you look at some of those countries, you would reasonably question their own human rights records. You're talking about Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia, and so on, Turkey. So, I mean, on that regard, there is nobody of, I mean, not saying nobody, but there are countries lacking in substance, shall we say, in relation to this. But I don't think that the South Africans would say that undermines their case, given the level of evidence they are providing at the court today.
Shona, thank you very much for bringing us up to date on that. And if you're interested in watching it, the proceedings are on live from the International Criminal Court on the RTE News Channel right now. And I'm joined in the studio by Maeve O'Rourke, Dr. Maeve O'Rourke, who's a lecturer in human rights at the Irish Centre for Human Rights at the University of Galway. Maeve, you're very welcome. So Shona interestingly ran us through there the countries that support South Africa in taking this case. You believe that Ireland should join. Why?
Well, I do think that the Irish government needs to, first of all, watch these proceedings. Second of all, read the 84-page document that South Africa has submitted and all of the evidence that it refers to, and it's more than 550 footnotes, and then needs to assess for itself what it is going to do, not only about this case, but of course the content of it and what is actually happening day in and day out to people in Gaza. So one thing the government could do is announce its support for the case being at the International Court of Justice as an extremely appropriate way of addressing what is clearly horrific violations of international law that may well amount to genocide, because we've seen the UK and the US actually suggest that it's preposterous, and that's really problematic.
Well, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has already commented on this, and he said the government has no intention of supporting South Africa's claim and said he was uncomfortable about accusing Israel of genocide given past treatment of Jews. But Ireland's position on this is very clear. Like, I don't think anyone could be confused about where we stand. We've been one of the most vocal opponents of Israel's war on Gaza from the start, have we not?
I don't think it's true that our position on the question of genocide is clear at all. It was quite dismissive of Leo Varadkar and considered that the Genocide Convention exists because of the Holocaust. So yes, the two are intimately connected. It's extremely serious, and it's too serious to dismiss without actually reading the case, watching these proceedings and debating them immediately in the Dáil and the Seanad. I think that the Oireachtas should come back earlier next week than planned from their Christmas recess. And going forward, options for Ireland would be to intervene in the case as it continues after this emergency interim measures hearing. We could intervene to assert Ireland's understanding of the provisions of the convention, or, I mean, more unusually, Ireland may choose in due course to actually initiate its own case, depending on what happens, that could potentially be joined by the International Court of Justice to South Africa's.
So intervening would mean joining South Africa, would it?
It's not. It's a technical way of being part of the proceedings, simply, but importantly, for the purpose of explaining Ireland's understanding of the convention rather than taking a side. Mm-hmm. But it usually, I suppose, implies, because of how you then describe what genocide is or is not, what types of acts, what types of statements of intent, it can, of course, infer that you take politically a side or another, but it is not actually taking the side legally. It is intervening to state how you understand the convention to help the court.
Ireland has been held up, though, as a country that has been far more vocal than many others in the EU on what is happening in Gaza. And Eamon Ryan even this week said that South Africa had some irrefutable points in their case. Do you accept that? And is what you're saying that Ireland just isn't going far enough in your view?
Yeah, I suppose what I'm saying is that the time for action is now. And the opposition since November have been asking the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Micheál Martin, if he has asked for, I suppose, from his own department or the Attorney General, a proper assessment of whether there is a serious risk of genocide in Gaza, what our obligations are under the convention and what our actions should be. And it doesn't seem that that assessment has been requested. And that is the absolute first step, followed then by communication to Israel, potential action under the Genocide Convention at the International Court of Justice. I mean, the time for stating we're concerned is over. Mm-hmm. The time for acting on our concern is now.
When we think about genocide, though, people might be reminded of the Rwandan genocide or the Turkish genocide against Armenians a century ago, or let's use the example that is held up in this case, the Nazi genocide. Israel will argue that that's very different to what they are doing, which is defending themselves against that attack on the 7th of October.
Well, Israel's official statements of intent to destroy the civilian population in Gaza are written all over the South African legal submissions to the Court of Justice. So this isn't a case where we have to infer intent from actions alone. The statements of intent are many. And our own Irish independent UN human rights experts, the Special Rapporteur on Trafficking, Professor Siobhan Mullally, the Special Rapporteur on Human Rights Defenders, Mary Lawler, they were among 15 UN Special Rapporteurs and 21 members of UN human rights working groups in November to state that there is a genocide in the making, as evidenced not only, of course, by the military might and the acts, but most importantly by the explicit statements of intent coming from the highest echelons of authority. So Israel has created this situation for itself through its words as well as its deeds. And the Genocide Convention obliges all states parties to act where it is apparent that a genocide is imminent, even if it is not occurring yet.
How closely will you be watching what happens in Belgium with this? Because Shona pointed out there that the Foreign Affairs Ministry now has been asked to examine a call to back this case. Now, they're taking over the presidency of the EU, the Council of the EU. So how significant will that be if they make a decision on this that supports South Africa?
I think hugely significant, because bolstering the legitimacy of this International Court of Justice is extremely important, particularly in light of the US and UK statements that it's a nonsense. That is hugely problematic. But also what the court finds in the coming weeks in terms of provisional measures will be very influential, one would hope, on the behaviour of those who are supporting Israel's military action.
Okay, well, we'll see how that plays out. And as I said to our listeners, you can follow the proceedings. They're being broadcast live now from the International Criminal Court on the RTE News channel. Dr. Maeve O'Rourke, thank you very much for coming in. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.